everybody. Welcome back to Dollar Dollar Bills, a way of life to build personal wealth and financial freedom. We are back with Ashley, and in this episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about what to do with your money, the best way to use it as you accumulate it, as you learn to budget in a way to give you excess each month. You know, you have all of these things to pay off. You have all of these goals to, you know, pay down on a car, pay down on your house, pay towards retirement so that you have enough once you want to quit your job. And then, of course, building up your emergency fund and your savings, you know, buckets for vacationing, so on and so forth. So wanted to kind of take this episode to talk you through some things that I've done, why I've done them, again, the emotional and psychological aspects of, you know, why they made sense for me and made me feel safe, secure, and really good about my decisions. And then just some rules of thumb for everyone else out there. And I do want to put a caveat on this. It's extremely difficult in these types of forums for me to share advice and information and have it be applicable to everybody. Obviously, everyone has their own situations, their own very specific scenarios. So I think, you know, take this as general rules of thumb and then try to start applying it to your situation and your life. So again, I'll start off with kind of, you know, my situation personally and why I did it this way. And then, you know, some general ideas in terms of what you can do and how you can apply the same mindset to, you know, once you do have excess funds and you're able to kind of use them wisely. Again, respecting your money, respecting yourself, and respecting, you know, how far you can take your money. So I have some big goals. I mentioned them in the previous podcast, one being paying down my house very quickly. And, you know, so we have plans in place already to, you know, not only did we refinance for 15 year, but we also are throwing lump sums at our house. So to dig a little bit deeper into that, when I first bought the house, it was at a 3.48% interest rate. No, I'm sorry. It was 4.8%. Now it's about 3.5% now that we went down to a 15 year. And I know, you know, with interest rates over the last 2 years, you guys probably have gotten to or have been able to see, you know, even lower, 2.5, 2. And so that's great. But if you think about it in terms of, you know, one, your house is an asset, but two, you know, think of it in terms of like where, how far your money can actually take you. If you put more money towards something that's costing you, you know, about 3.5% interest versus money that's going to sit in a savings account that hopefully you guys are, and I'll probably do a whole separate podcast on this, but hopefully you guys are in savings accounts that are fairly high yield. And by fairly high yield, we're talking right now like 0.5%. So it's not nothing crazy. But if you're able to find something that's relatively decent like that, hopefully it'll increase, you know, over the next couple of years. But if you can find yourself in those scenarios, you're still not getting a whole lot for your money. Your money's not going very far. So, you know, if you've, let's say you've already invested and you have money making, let's say 15% a year on average, which is great. Your money's really working for you. And you want to find other ways, other safer ways to either pay down existing debt or, you know, again, fund your retirement or fund your savings account. You have to really think in terms of what the biggest bang for your buck. So very specific example, my fiance and I, right before we had our son Hudson, about 2 years ago, he decided he wanted to buy a bigger car, upgrade. His car at the time was very unreliable. We were about to have a child, so he wanted something big. And his dream was always to have a massive vehicle with three rows because, like insurance, you pay for something that you probably don't need most of the time, but then you might need it. And when you do need it, you are glad you have it. Whatever. So for me, that was fine. I kind of rolled my eyes at it. And of course, he wanted an Escalade. Needed to have an Escalade. So we bought an Escalade. I, you know, kind of went back and forth with him to not buy anything new, but buy something used that was still, you know, in really good shape. So our, you know, out of the gate, we paid, our loan was like 56, 57,000. So that, and he also bought it on his own, and I wanted him to buy it on his own because he had never purchased anything on his own. And because of that, he just didn't, he didn't have any credit history at all. My next episode is going to be all about credit, credit history, how to build it, why it's important to build it, so on and so forth. But he had no credit history at all. So when he bought it, he actually, he had a fairly decent interest rate. I think it was like a 6.8%, which some of you are probably like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. Others are probably like, wow, that's great. It really depends on, you know, again, your level of credit and your ability to have good credit and so on and so forth, who you go through when you get your loan and how you can actually, you know, manage that. But anyways, so for me, that was, first of all, I have a general rule of thumb for cars. I'm pretty much against leasing. I think it's a waste of money. So I think you need to buy a car. A car is, you know, not an appreciating value for you. It's not an appreciating asset. It's not an asset at all. And so it's essentially liability. And so to buy a car, like, you better be able to afford it and pay it off in 3 years. Pay it off in 3 years and then keep that car literally until it breaks down and it costs way too much to repair it. That's what I'm going to do with my little Ford Mustang. That was my dream car that I bought back in 2015. Anyways, so that being said, we, you know, he bought the car. I was anxious about the interest rate because, you know, on an already significant amount of money, that's a big interest rate. That's a fairly big impact. But I thought, you know, that what would be the biggest bang for our buck, because soon after that, we kind of financially consolidated how we were handling finances, because I realized I needed to take the reins on his stuff a bit to kind of help him out, is we decided we were going to pay it off in a year. That's a lot of money to put on something, especially a car, in a year. But that, to me, was the biggest bang for my buck. We had money sitting in savings making, you know, 0.55%, but where we could be using that money to pay off a loan at 6.8%. So to me, that was the best utilization of our funds. And, you know, so when people come to me, I've actually had people come to me in the past and ask me, what should I do? Should I, because my house is an appreciating asset, does it make more sense to put more money towards my house or towards my car? And for me personally, I think everyone is very situational. Everyone's story and everyone's, you know, very, very custom goals and life and all of the things that go into that are so specific that I can't really make that. It's hard to generalize on these types of things. But for me personally, it makes more sense to, you know, to limit the extra money I'm putting towards a car that is going to, in most cases, be a higher interest rate than your house, and some not. Because I'll tell you, like, on my car, I went and I bought it through the dealership and I immediately refinanced with RBFCU at a 1.6% rate. So my, you know, at that point, the interest I'm paying on my car is minimal. It's like $300. But, you know, in most cases, I find that people are paying either equivalent or more on their car from an interest rate standpoint than their house. And so if that's the case, I would pay towards the car, pay towards whatever has the largest, you know, interest expense. Because to me, that's one, there's a few things. One, you can pay a car off more easily and quicker than you can pay a house off. So once you alleviate that car payment from your monthly bills, it's first of all, it's just like, it's this freedom. It's this weight lifted off of you. And also, it's one less bill to manage. It's probably one of your highest bills outside of your mortgage or rent. And to me, it's just so much more attainable quicker. You might as well put more money towards that. Your money's going further to help reduce your overall debt. And it's just freeing. It's a freeing feeling. I'm sure if you really dig into the numbers, that may not be the best solution for everybody. But for me, that's kind of like my general rule of thumb. I also think paying off your house, as long as you have an 8-month emergency, something that, to me, the 8-month emergency is like a minimum requirement. You have to have that. You should have that You need to build for that and prepare for that, because there are things in your life that can happen, and you need to make sure that you have money in case something happens. And it could happen. Obviously, it's an emergency, and you're never going to know when it's going to hit. But you need to have that. That's 100% something that needs to be in place. But once you go beyond that, I think it is, your money is much better spent towards paying down your mortgage than, you know, putting more in savings. Because if you think about it, I did this a couple years ago. I was sitting there and I was looking at my emergency fund. This is before, this is really when I was, you know, focusing on my financials as a single person. And I was looking at my, you know, and I knew at the time, I think it was like $3,000 a month was what I could comfortably live off of. So 3,000 times A is $24,000. Well, I had like $50,000 in savings. And so I kind of like came to this aha moment, and I was like, why do I have $50,000 sitting in savings making 0.55? I think it may have been, you know, 1% interest at that point. But why do I have this money sitting here making me 1% interest when, if you think about it, I could be putting, and this is before I refinance, I could be putting this money towards my house at a 4.8% interest rate and really starting to drive that down. And also, you know, again, reducing the life of my mortgage, I get that much closer to what I consider the holy grail of financial security, which is owning your home outright. And so I put $20,000 down on the house, and it felt so good, and I felt so accomplished. And guess what? I still had enough for my 8-month emergency. So, you know, I think when you talk about how and when to pay certain things off, you really have to just strategize on, you know, first of all you have that your money is going towards, what the interest rates are at. Do you have your 8-month emergency? Are you able to put money towards retirement? I will say one other thing is if you're not saving towards retirement, if you're not putting money in a 401k, at minimum, for what, if your company is matching, you need to at least, at minimum, put in up to what they're matching. So if they're matching up to 6%, if they're matching up to 3%, put that in. Of course, beyond that, I would love for you to max out your 401k and utilize a Roth IRA. I will do a whole separate podcast on retirement later, so don't worry about it if I'm not talking enough into enough detail about it. But, you know, I would like you to also be utilizing that. That is like free money. You know, when your employer, you know, contributes on your behalf, if you contribute, do that always. So again, it's this balance of looking at, you know, once you guys have listened to my previous podcast and really start looking at your budget, then you can really start seeing monthly what you have. Hopefully you have excess money to start kind of playing around with and seeing the smartest ways to use that money and to start paying things off. Because again, the whole goal of money, in my opinion, is to utilize it intelligently and really optimize it. Optimize it so you are paying down your debts, even the debts on your assets, as quickly as possible. You're feeling good about what you're doing. You feel financially free. You're building your own wealth and ultimately your own happiness, and you are stress-free, and you can get there. I mean, I feel like I think about money so much all the time, but I'm not stressed about it because we have set up a really, really good plan to not only manage our expenses, but manage the excess. And I can personally say I have paid off, you know, a almost $60,000 car in a year. I paid off my own car years ago. As soon as I bought the house, I paid off the car, and I paid it off in less than 3 years. We're hoping to pay the house off in 6 years. I mean, those things are unheard of, but they're very doable if you know how to. First of all, if you need to know what your money situation looks like, but if you strategize how you pay things off and when. And also, don't kill yourself trying to do it. Don't sit there and be like, oh my God. And I talk about this, you know, in a few episodes ago when it comes to goals. Don't say, I have to hit all my goals January 1st of every year. Make it reasonable. Make it something that isn't going to add stress or burden to your life. But, you know, be very cognizant of of how you're using your money and how you're bucketing your money and what it's going to each month, each year to pay off your debts and to optimize the return on your investment, the return on your money. You know, I want you guys to respect your money and really make sure it goes very far. So that's really what I wanted to talk to you guys about in this episode. If you guys have any questions, let me know, reach out to me. If there's some specific scenarios you ever want me to share on the podcast, let me know. I try and keep it general and then come back to any kind of examples that I can share to give you guys some context, but it's always hard to try and speak to a broader audience and, you know, give guidance and advice when I know everyone's situation is very different. Again, I just want to leave you guys with, always remember, respect yourself by respecting your money, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.